The bullet points?
Yeah.
Is that the bullet points?
Yeah.
Well, let me see what it says.
Alrighty.
Jersey All-Pro.
I hit the record button. You can read them while I begin talking here. It's the Mike and Tom Present Show, everybody.
It's
the happy hour here. It's like the special late night edition we're recording. We didn't really go to any...
title change.
You know. So basically we're here. It's the happy hour. As Tom Richards has officially dubbed the shows that when we're kind of doing a late night recording. And Tom, how's it going, buddy?
I'm 8 beers in, so this should be a fun little hour of talking about
this. This should be a different hour. We didn't really go to any shows tonight. The guys just came down and watched some college basketball, watched some Flyers, watched some Mavericks, watched some wrestling. Gonna watch Randy Savage versus Ric Flair, your favorite Uncle Mike, in a little bit.
Yeah.
But before that, we figured we'd just do a show, just goofing around for an hour, talking various things. And one of the things we wanted to talk about, or I guess have you on, because we don't talk about, even though we love it, we don't talk about a lot of PWG on the show, just because you guys watch it separately from when we watch it, or when I watch it, rather. And
the minute it comes out.
Yeah, right?
So it always goes to the front of the list. Front of the pack, right to the top.
So you watched WrestleMania 3, and how was that?
Awesome show, man. Top to bottom, not a bad match on the show. Like, pro wrestling grill, like sometimes the storylines don't go deeper. Not more. It comes to just putting awesome guys against awesome guys.
The case is over there.
Having killer matches. It's just tremendous stuff every single time out. Like, I don't remember a pro wrestling gorilla show that I watched, and I was like, this show sucked.
when they were talking
back
drunk,
VHS maybe
when they were
something.
Talking drunk, and we didn't want to watch it because they were talking like assholes.
Back used in to the not day. Like the commentary.
Yeah,
oh
when they used
my
to do it, like
God.
It was like an extra on a movie where they do like the commentary in the background. Like you'd be trying to watch like Samoa Joe against Bryan Danielson having this awesome match, and like Excalibur and like Disco Machine or Tar or whatever the hell, they'd be talking about jerking off last Thursday or something. It was the stupidest shit. Like, me being a wrestling fan, I hated it. You know, some people loved it, though.
I couldn't
stand it.
I made him turn.
But that was then and this is now.
Here, hold that real quick while I get the
thing. In Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Kurt Russell Reunion 3 from January in beautiful Los Angeles, California. It was a great show.
What was the crowd like?
Awesome. Crowd was into it.
Awesome.
Yeah, because it wasn't awesome. In Rosita like their shows usually are.
Yeah, that's why.
So, but it was a good crowd. They were into it.
All right, you had the Fightin' Taylor Boys and Famous B and Chris Cadillac, and you've
real good.
You liked that Chris Cadillac. Talk about it.
Yeah, I love Chris Cadillac and Famous B, both of them. I remember when they debuted a few months back, I was like, wow, them two stuck out to me. Because it was like a four-way or six-man tag or something.
The same thing.
A bunch of guys debuted that weren't regulars, and them two really stood out. And I've been really happy that they've been on every show since.
Yeah, they're good.
They're small guys, great high flyers, you know. It's crazy dives.
Yeah.
What was the Young Bucks and Davey Richards and Harry Smith like?
I liked it. I loved it.
I couldn't believe how much taller Harry Smith was than Davey Richards.
He's ripped.
Like, Davey looks so tiny next to him.
No. Yes. He
looked
like a giant.
And, like, when I think of Harry Smith in WWE, I don't remember Harry Smith being, like, this big, huge guy, like, size-wise. So I'm thinking maybe if Davey ever went to WWE, that he'd be like a midget in a giant's world. It'd really be small. They'd be putting him in a hornswoggle.
It'd really show. We watched tonight. It's talking about speaking of Davey. Speaking of Davey Richards, one of the matches we kind of fit in tonight was Davey Richards and Chase Owens. And awesome. Uncle Mike, you were a fan of this match. What do you think of that Chase Owens? Because Chase Owens is an indie guy. He doesn't get a lot of pub, and I think he should start.
Yeah. Amazing. There's a lot of good kids coming up.
Yeah.
A lot of good kids.
So
that kid against BJ Whitmer, Pritchett.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
Fitchett,
that.
Fitchett.
Matt Fitchett.
Matt Fitchett. Amazing.
We'll talk about
that. Oh, my God.
Was that from the Chaos Theory? That
you yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, then they teamed up on the January AEW.
And he showed the respect. And he, like,
you mean
BJ got the mic and January. Came January? In and said yeah, to the kids.
Ooh. What was January then? I forget.
It was this title. Oh, no, wait. It was Chaos Theory. You're right.
It was back in...
It was the tag title match with Eric Cannon and Jimmy Jacobs with the tag titles. Yeah, it was.
Because he drank the beer,
did
the promo.
December was One Twist to Christmas, AAW. We're talking about for a second. Yeah. You're getting shows mixed up.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, Matt. Yeah, so it was One Twist. It was...
Well, we could talk about the AAW. Yeah, we'll get back to that because I want to finish talking about the PWG first.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about the Masquerade Dorada 8-man tag.
Oh, my brother died.
That little midget, man.
Amazing.
I don't know if that's PC to say, but that guy is amazing.
They don't like being called, I think, dwarf.
He was drinking about...
I don't know what he is.
He was drinking about 5 5-hour energy drinks before his matches.
The stuff he was doing, that was like almost like a takeoff on the match they had the month before with Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae. And this was probably even better because that little guy was just flying around doing crazy moves. And Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan have really good chemistry and doing comedy spots and work together really well. And even that Ray Roses was in that match. He's another newer guy there that was pretty impressive.
The guy that took all of his bumps, that Demas.
Demas 316.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Great
really
worker.
Too.
Great worker.
That was another tremendous, tremendous match.
We walked out. I had to go have a smoke break after that one.
Yeah.
Went downstairs. Johnny come down and tell my mom. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I never saw nothing like... I just saw stuff I never saw ever in my life.
Yeah, he went
that was
downstairs and started telling his mom
about the masquerade.
Midget.
Like, just a lucha libre. But, no, it was off base.
Yeah.
If you didn't see it, it's off base. All over the place.
How was... the main event, because that looked really good. What, Super Dragon, Kevin Steen, Tozawa against Generico, Pac, and Yoshino. I mean, you look at that match, and it's obviously just...
What the hell do you think that was?
Like, them guys can't do no wrong, you know? It was awesome. Mm. Awesome. Just great greatness.
You know? Anything else you wanted to say? Here's the match listing.
Looking over everything was good on the show. Naruki Doi and Willie Mack was really fun.
Ooh, that was whoa. Naruki Doi versus Willie Mack is what? Was what?
Awesome. That was really
that could possibly be show stealer of a match.
And I really loved Blood Chef Warriors and Rockness Monsters too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Good stuff. Pro Wrestling Rules is always good. Can't go wrong. Probably my favorite indie right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
But just kick-ass great matches that you wouldn't see elsewhere because they mix and match Dragon Gate guys, Ring of Honor guys, their own local guys. It's a great melding pot of all the different talent. They put on great shows.
Yeah. So.
Another winner. The streak continues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. All right. I haven't seen it yet, and I should be.
Oh,
I should be ashamed
God,
of myself.
You're backed up.
God damn it.
Are you backed up?
Yeah,
you can't catch up?
I mean, it's just that of what I have all the companies
playoffs
that I watch
are all going on and all the
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you know, with the NHL,
so,
it's
hours in the day, you know.
No,
it's
we're lucky we have 5 TVs.
That's why.
That's
why you know PWG is.
Yeah, I think we talked about that before on here. I have 5 televisions in my living room, 57-inch, a 51-inch, 232-inches, and a 27.
It's just...
So we get all like our sports in and wrestling. It's a man's cave's dream come true.
It's almost too much in a way.
No, you get used to it.
Well, at least you get everything in. Yeah.
It's like no different than going to Pocono Downs and watching football games back in the day getting drunk.
Trying to focus on one thing is kind of hard.
No. You get used to it real quick. With all the commercials with shit, you get used to everything quick.
So now that I guess we talked about that, I guess we can go back to the, because I wanted to talk about the AAW and the Chaos Theory and the BJ Whitmer. Because BJ Whitmer is the guy I've been a huge fan of since he's come back, and I've been like a big strong supporter in him kind of getting that shot.
Yeah,
in Ring of Honor, I think he only kind of got just a shot. In Dragon Gate, it seems like he only got a shot. He really didn't stick around. And even CZW in a way, and I feel really bad. I want him to get like a permanent spot somewhere.
Like,
I think
it seemed like a lot of people weren't big BJ,
and it seems like,
and I always was a BJ Whitmer fan. Like, I never soured on him. Like, it seemed like a lot of people did. So I was excited when he came back, and he's even blown away. Like, he's been so much better even than I thought he'd be coming back. Like, I can't even think of a bad match he's had since he's returned that I've seen. You know,
none.
I've seen every single
none.
Match. Every match I've seen has been kick ass. He's going all over the place. Whether it's AEW, AIW, Dragon Gate. Didn't even work. Did he work a Ring of Honor show?
Yes, he did. He that's when I asked you about that,
right.
About the pay-per-view bullshit.
Right? It's like, man, he's been working everywhere, and everything's been great.
So tell me about this match that he had in AEW.
Fitch.
Oh, he fought Matt Fitch, his second match on the show. So I thought like it was going to be a squash. And they went out there, and like, he took this kid, and they had this blow-away great match. And this kid got over huge. And then I know in the February show, they team up.
Yeah.
But
he showed him respect, though, at the end.
What
is this? Like, say, like Ring of Honor. Like Ring of Honor, he showed him respect at the end of the first match.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be... Oh, God. I said to him, like, he dozed off a little bit. And I said, dude, you gotta fucking really watch BJ Whitmer versus Fitcher.
Yes, I'm back.
Fucking
rewatched the whole show a second time, actually. I really enjoyed the show.
What's Fitchett like? Like what kind?
He's a skinnier guy.
A young Jeff Hardy. You know? Like, well, not maybe Jeff Hardy, but
he's
like
skinny, like a young Evan Bourne maybe or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That type of body, high flyer.
Tattooed up a little, like
he got over. You know.
Oh, I thought the match was fucking awesome. Uh-oh, what'd you do?
No, I didn't. I'm looking because the next thing we're going to talk about, I don't have the results for it. I figured you can look them up. But last night's Resistance Pro, I guess, happened. And I guess
Resistance?
The last show that we had, we gave our honest opinion of Resistance Pro, and I guess we saw the results from last night. That's what I was going to say. Do you have your iPad or anything?
I have it.
Just to get Jay's, well, you can get it there, but I mean,
yeah, quicker for me this way.
All right. Well, while we're doing that,
I can go out for a cigarette now?
No, because we're recording at the moment. While we're doing that, we could talk about the Buzz Sawyer, Tommy Rich feud from 82.
Oh, you guys would die. That was all blood.
Talk about it.
Oh, that was just Channel 11 out of fucking New York, WPIX. Every week, they had, like, the Black Belt Theater and that. And that was, like, the Kung Fu movie. Before that would be, like, the wrestling. And every week it was different. It'd be, like, Georgia one week. Then you might get Georgia again the next week. But then the next week would be Florida. Mm-hmm. And then you get hit with... And it sucked in a way because it was good in a way to see what you were seeing. But it sucked in a way because... You started getting sucked into, you know, when I'm like, all right, Florida's
yeah,
not.
Yeah,
like you
couldn't
not
get
not
invested in an angle.
But like, believability back in the day, Jesus Christ, the heels like Hansen and Brody, like Buzz Sawyer and Tommy Rich, bloodbath, excellent. Roddy Piper doing commentary with fucking Gordon Solie pushing that feud out the ass, and then Piper doing Valentine.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my god, living through that shit was all good.
Yeah.
Do you think it's true that Tommy Rich sucked Jim Barnett's cock to get his NWA title reign for a week?
I don't know about that. I don't know. That's I don't know Tommy Rich.
I ask your opinion while you're talking about Tommy Rich in the early 80s, you know.
Oh, I have no idea. It was the Big Don. Come on, man.
On the flag in ECW.
So, yeah, Resistance Pro.
Yeah, Resistance Pro, man. I don't know. I wasn't at it live, just reading what other people tweet and the results. And, man,
Another zero.
I don't know. A few weeks ago, Louis D'Angelo, Sign Guy Dudley, Louis Dangerously, was tweeting some shit on Twitter.
Who was this guy? Because you would see him at the all the arenas.
Yeah, he was originally. He was a dude. He's from Philadelphia. He's a fan.
Like,
he's, well, no, he's not. Well, he was a fan, big wrestling fan. He had a radio hotline, took pictures, and eventually, he got a job as Sign Guy
down
Dudley.
By the way,
he became Louis Dangerously, and I think now he was working with arenas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was just like burying him on Twitter, saying ECW's dead and yada yada yada. Well, they turned into an angle. He hopped the guardrail and got into a Billy Corgan, and this all led to their main event was Rhino fighting Resistance Pro champion Harry Smith and putting his ECW title. He has possession of the original ECW World Title online, title for title, and they had their match. And I guess Louis Dangerously got involved in the finish, so it was a screwjob finished. Now they're doing their next show. They're doing their third rematch in a steel cage, title for title. And Raven's the referee, an ECW guy. Like, he's going to be a fair ref with the ECW title line around him. But whatever, I don't know. Just, yeah, I don't know about the booking, man. You know?
Singing.
Yeah, like, I had high hopes for this going in, but man, they're making it hard to get any shows.
You want to support, and it sucks.
Come on. Apparently ACH tore it up with Robert Eagle Anthony.
I don't mean to say it like that. You want to support, but it sucks.
Sounds real good. Apparently X-Pac shut up and had a whale of a match with Jay Bradley.
A whale of a match.
I'm excited to see
whale.
That.
What kind of whale?
Oh, Jesus.
No, we did read that it was good.
You want me to say great match, great match, great match? I'm looking for different adjectives, you know. You sitting on this DVD?
What happens? What could we do?
Hold on a minute.
What are you doing now? You're cutting us off? The points?
All right.
Yeah. You have them written down. You're drifting
away.
So
that's Resistance Pro. I don't know.
I'm drunk.
Whatever,
I got fucking 12 Jennies in me and fucking 2 Miller Lights.
And
that's 14 beers.
I know, you
what
wanted
are we
to talk about
next?
Resistance
what
Pro,
doing?
So what else did you want to have to say La about
Resistance
that?
Pro?
We like Dr. Keith.
Yeah, I know, we do like Dr. Keith, so.
Well, no, we don't.
Sure we
Wait
do.
Wait a minute, that's the one that was talking over her?
Yeah, but that's, it happens, you know.
Nah.
He's a good guy, though, we like him, you know?
You know.
Just don't talk over guys' promos.
We said people's labels. I don't know.
All right, so next week is WrestleMania, and Tom Richards has a great idea to get us all predict the buy rate.
What has Tom got?
As we record this,
I want to hear.
We're recording this Sunday morning now, so it's 1 week away from today, WrestleMania. I mean, this is the big last week, so this is really, the push. But as of now, 1 week out, inside the company, they're projecting 1.3 million buys and setting a WrestleMania record. And I just thought I'd like to hear what you guys think, and I could tell you my own opinions. With a week to go, what you think the show's going to do?
785,000. And that's going to be the closest one. I don't care what you say.
What did last year do, like 9-something?
I don't know.
Like last year's was short of a million.
More people are going to steal it, though, this year. Like,
yeah, I really believe it's going to do less than last year's. There was more buzz about The Rock coming back and just being there last year than there is right now.
They don't treat their champs like nothing.
And I don't think the last month of booking has done them any favors to get this match over.
Mm-mm.
To draw more people and more money.
Yeah.
The whole focus is Triple H, Undertaker, Mike.
Yeah, they've done a better job promoting that match.
What about
fucking
Daniel Bryan that are the heavyweight champions? Like, one of those matches should have been the main event. I don't give a fuck What
they are all main events. Listen to the promos. They're all in the main event of WrestleMania. Half this show is main events. Hell, this week they'll be calling Laurinaitis against Teddy Long's match the main event. All we need is Beth Phoenix to come out and say she's in the main event.
It's not even worth getting mad over.
I think it's going to do less than last year. Not pretty good at this buy rate thing. That's my projection. We'll see if I'm right.
No, there's more steals now.
I mean, it's
more. No,
by now, more people than ever
there's
steal.
More people stealing
shit.
That's
definitely an issue. But at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with it. It just comes down to their booking.
Yes, it does. You don't think so.
I don't think they've done the best job to get the show to draw money.
No, but the people that are going to steal it, they're going to steal it.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big chunk of people. But we already know that.
I think people that already steal it already know how they're going to steal it. Yeah. So they're not going to be like, oh, let me buy this one.
Exactly.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, if you do spend the money for that one, all right, maybe it is going
to
be.
Yeah, the people stealing it have been stealing it every month. They're going to continue to steal it, so it's like they don't even count anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the people are going to buy it are going to buy it, but I just don't feel the buzz, you know?
Like,
I always like to gauge it. A very successful gauge for me is how many people, I work in a warehouse, and how many people are into wrestling at that time is usually a really good gauge. And right now, the fan interest in my warehouse is really low for wrestling. And it goes up and down. Like, I remember,
that's
like,
weird.
10 years ago, there was tons of people in the Attitude areas. Everybody wearing wrestling shirts everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's not like that. And, like, now, it's just... I don't remember being a few people in my warehouse that really watch wrestling. And the ones that do, it's usually they usually have very negative reviews of what happened on Monday.
You have a guy that at work who's a really big TNA fan, right?
Yeah, actually I do. One guy loves TNA, he loves Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff, and he must be half a retard, but whatever.
Come on, wait. Don't be so brutal.
If you enjoy
TNA
like now, man, I don't know.
Joe Magnus. Aries. X Division champion.
TNA has a really loaded roster. That's the problem.
It's just wrongly.
They get less out of more guys than any goddamn wrestling promotion in the goddamn planet. Seriously.
What did you.
In terms of getting the least out of
are they running head to head with WXW?
What? Who?
TNA. Wow, I don't want to talk about TNA.
Why Resistance Pro? No, I'm just joking.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I love their roster, but man, their bookings is fucking horrible.
Yeah. Who?
TNA.
So.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. The video packaging for both of them from their youth up till now, Storm and Rude, was very, very good. You even admitted it, Tom.
I even
called him up and I said, who the fuck is that lawyer that's in the ring? I was wondering, who was that lawyer there for Robert Rude with the blonde hair? Do you know who that was? Like, was he a...
He was a wrestler.
Okay, who was it?
It was one of the two wrestlers. He didn't know at that night. Why are we talking about TNA? Because we got on the subject. It was one of the two wrestlers.
Why are we talking about? Because he asked me about it.
It was one of the two wrestlers that was on the Ring of Honor. I think it's Shane Haste or Mikey Nichols. One of those two.
Mikey Nichols. I remember reading about it. It's one of them.
It's one of them too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I said to him, who the fuck is the judge? You know?
There's no way in hell this is beating Trump and Vince hair match. No way. No chance. If that's what they're expecting, then when they wake up Monday morning, Vince ain't going to be very fucking happy moon when he gets the preliminary numbers back.
I don't think it's going to do that well.
And they're international. Hold on. Plummet in their buy rates.
Having those count. Have
buys for pay-per-view?
Yeah. Real bad. They've been falling international.
Having those countdown shows there on all those different
channels.
That's
a good idea, though. That's so much better than having a three-hour Raw.
Do you think
we're only watching the first half hour.
Mm. Two broke
you
girls.
You
want
to know why? Two broke girls is on.
I know. That,
isn't that great?
That's why DVI.
That's great. That's
two broke
fucking
girls,
great.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah,
we'll
man.
We'll get rocket seat at 30 minutes.
Why? The gist of it will be done in that first half hour. Right? God, you'll get the first 10 minutes of Cena, next 10 minutes Rock. By the time, that's done. Two broke girls, then Rock.
Between SmackDown and WrestleMania itself, they'll replay 90% of it anyway.
Oh, my God. Well, I think it's going to be on E. It's going to be on G4.
Yeah, I know it's airing a bunch of times.
Yeah, so you don't have to catch it at 8 o'clock. You can watch.
But I think it's an interesting concept. I think that might help. Works for UFC, so why not steal shit that works? It's all about drawing money.
Right. I'll tell you what right now. Right in the microphone. No, I'm going to tell you right now.
What were you going to tell me?
Laughing, and I know I burped and you laughed or whatever. UFC is starting to suck.
Yeah.
They had some Fox shows
suck.
How we get? Let's, then we could shift subjects to that for a minute.
Yes. We are going to MMA right now, and UFC's Fox shows have sucked. You have got to come up with the Strike Force with the girls was better.
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, there's been some good UFCs, though.
But maybe, like, overall. I think people are getting burned out on it because Fox people that are just...
Tell the truth, Tom. Damn, Fox shows.
Maybe not hardcore MMA fans, but people that are just fans of MMA.
Last night, me and Nikki watched every Ronda Rousey fight, all her amateur and her pro fights.
Who, that girl that 15 wrapped...
15 minutes.
That girl that wrapped
wrong.
Everybody
yeah.
up quick?
Yeah, every fight was under a minute. They were all just in the same armbar, everybody. I tell you what, if she...
Did the
like,
guy
Sarah
really
Coffin's
do the
gonna
stopwatch?
Be an interesting fight. Yeah, if Sarah Coffin can keep it standing, she's going to knock her out. If she can't keep it standing, she's going to get tapped out.
She's getting fucked up.
Because doesn't have much standing.
I look Sarah Coffin.
She is a one-trick pony, but it's a hell of a trick right now.
When they showed Sarah Coffin, like,
yeah, all, like she
all just
like Godzilla
beat
all
up. It looks
up.
Like,
yeah,
it's like, man. Like,
and she's still smiling, though.
I didn't like it because it looked.
No, but
it was
she's
like, it was
still
like she got,
smiling. I know.
She looked deformed. It was like.
It was like she got beat up. Yeah, and
it looked like a rape.
I mean, not looked
something.
Like she got beat up.
Nah, I like, don't mean to even say that, but God.
Like, I don't want to say she looked like she got beat up because she did get beat up, but the thing is, like, you know, it was another girl. It was a girl that beat her up, not like, you know, you think it's like a guy beat her up or something like that. When you see a girl that fucking disheveled, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Disheveled, that was great.
You know, so. Let's see.
Oh, that was good.
It's 1:35 in the morning here on a Saturday. I think WoW is on right now.
That out.
Oh, no, I'm not editing. The only thing I edited out was I think I hit the.
That was pretty brutal.
A couple times we're talking over each other, but I'm not going to edit any of this out though.
Oh no.
I think WoW Wrestling's gonna be on. We could watch. Terry Gold versus Selena Majors, But no, Jersey All-Pro is going to be shutting down coming up in a couple weeks post-WrestleMania. I think it's the same day as the Best of the Best. And we'll talk about Best of the Best another day, but we'll talk about Jersey All-Pro closing down now because I think you went to some old Jersey All-Pros back in the day. And Jersey All-Pro, even before Ring of Honor, was like the promotion that like set the standard for like you know indie wrestling. Go ahead, talk about it.
It's never a good thing to lose any indie that's been around a long time and been successful, because any place that's been around is a good place for guys to work and get experience and make some money. And Jersey All-Pro's been around 14 years, and it's a shame they're going under, you know? Closing their doors, it's going to be a place for guys in New Jersey and whatnot get a good shot to work every month.
What do you think about Jersey All-Pro closing, Mikey?
Glad to see my problem gone.
Yeah, right?
But it's funny because, like we said in the past, that we have a friend that we're friends with that we went to high school with and whatnot named Lucifer Grimm that worked in the business from like the late 90s and through the 2000s. And
Gary Albright match.
Yeah, he was the guy in the ring with Gary Albright when he died. But I remember going over his house, he's like, yo! I got booked in this new league called Jersey All-Pro. And I was like, I never heard of him. He goes, yeah, they're just starting out. And it was like three shows in, and he's like, yo, they're going to give us the tag titles. Because he was part of tag team, the Blood Angels with Diablos Macabre. And they gave him the tag
good.
Titles.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were good.
And they were the first tag champs of Jersey All-Pro and everything.
Good.
And I remember, like he didn't drive, so every once in a while he would need a ride to shows. And I remember I gave him a ride to Bayonne, New Jersey. And they ran, I think it was called Charity Hall. It was like this little shithole building in the middle of beautiful downtown Bayonne, which is like the armpit of the fucking country, right?
I drove that
for all of it. But so I take him down here, right? And they're doing this promo in the ring, and him and his partner coming out. And all of a sudden, they set up a no-rope barbed wire match for the following month with Lucifer Grimm and somebody else. I forget who we fought. And I'm thinking, that son of a bitch, he didn't tell me he was doing a no-rope barbed wire. And back then, it's 1998, you know? So, like, no-rope barbed wire matches weren't exactly happening, like, at IWA Mid-South every month or something. Like, hardcore wasn't happening much. So I remember after the show, he gets in the car, and I'm like, you fucker. And he's like, what? I go, you didn't tell me you were doing a barbed wire match. And he was like, I didn't know. I wasn't supposed to. His partner, Diablos Macabre, was supposed to do the barbed wire match. And while they were out there doing the live promo, Diablos chickened out.
Freaking me out.
And wouldn't do it. And, like, it ended up being Billy right on the spot, you know, because Diablos, like, just chickened out in the middle of the promo doing the barbed wire match. So he got thrown into it live on the spot without even knowing anything about it. Mm-hmm. And we busted his ass for a month that he was going to die. Like, you're going to die. You're in a no-rope barbed wire match. Yeah. But he went and did that. A great match. And a couple months later, the Jersey All-Pro's first anniversary show, he ended up headlining in the rematch in a barbed wire match over people like Rob Van Dam and Tommy Dreamer and the Dudleys back in 99. Yeah. You know, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, now here we are 14 years later and they're going out of business.
Maybe they'll bring them in. To wave to the fans to say goodbye.
Not do that.
Yeah, they won't be doing that.
But it's too bad they're going down. It really is. Whether you really are a fan of theirs or not, like, they've seen better years.
We've seen good shows. I always didn't like Modtrom's.
No.
Camera work.
Yeah, that always sucked.
Smart Mark rules.
But yeah, but it's a shame. But they have a loaded lineup on the April 14th. It's like half the CZW's roster is on it. Head to head.
I don't know if
I'd
say that's a loaded lineup.
But I mean, name-wise, they're doing low-key Moff. That's the right match for the final show. And, I mean, when you look at the guys on it, it's all they're doing low-key against Danny Moff.
And, I don't want to say nothing, maybe. Remember what low-key said, who his cousin was?
Yeah, low-key the other day, an interview on Wrestling Observer said his cousin was Monster Mac. I never knew that.
Really?
I never knew that.
Did you know that?
No, not really.
No, yeah, I didn't listen to that either, man.
They've been around forever running shows, and now it's all over.
There you go.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
But, Mark's filming their last show, by the way, instead of Monster.
We went to a Jersey All-Pro show a couple years ago, and I thought that was a hell of a show. It was Dan Moff and Brody Lee, and they brawled all around the building. Remember Sarah Del Rey and Haley Hatred?
Was that the brawl that went all around, too?
They had their 12th anniversary and then Wild Card, back-to-back months. The place was packed.
They weren't back-to-back.
It was back-to-back shows, I think.
Yeah, they were back-to-back shows, not months. Back-to-back shows.
But the place was packed. The crowd was into it. They had awesome matches. Wow, they're on a roll. And then, like, they didn't run any shows until, like, late in the year.
They ran the show with Jushin Liger and Homicide.
Thunder. And then they didn't run nothing forever and a day. And then when they did come back, they weren't running Broadway. They were running Jersey City and drawing shitty crowds and doing shitty
Well, they
shows.
Did run Philadelphia, remember?
Yeah,
they
for
did
the anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jersey All-Pro is the only show that's going from their 13th anniversary to their 14th anniversary.
Yeah, no shows in between.
But no shows in between, and then their 14th anniversary show is the last, so there you go.
Yeah.
That's funny. I've never been to a Jersey All-Pro show. Tom knows, after all these years, I've never been to a Jersey All-Pro
show. But I tell you what,
show.
Jersey All-Pro is responsible for a lot of good cats, like Homicide.
No, but I'm just saying. The Hit Squad. Like, you know why.
You know, a lot of guys, even more recently, Joe Sanchez came through there when he was younger.
Melissa went with you. You know,
a lot of good guys came out of Jersey All-Pro. Special K, like, Jesus, so much of Special K came from Jersey All-Pro. Really? Ring of Honor. Without Jersey All-Pro, there's really not even a Ring of Honor.
Right? Because
they took a lot of guys from Jersey All-Pro to use in Ring of Honor in the early days. You know,
but like back in the day, it was like SAT, Red,
and all them guys worked Jersey All Pro, and that's where Feinstein and Gabe and Doug seen these guys to begin with. The booker for Ring of Honor was Jersey All Pro shows, so they have their place in history.
Yes.
Hell, I remember
that would be like a
hardened anniversary show in Atlantic City.
That would be a hardened territory, like a hard luck territory to come out of, kind of.
They ran one of their anniversaries down in Atlantic City. That was a blast going down there for a show. They had a crazy main event with Teddy Hart, and Homicide and the Briscoes and the Backseat Boys in the ladder match. Ladders and tables is just fucking insane, man. In Atlantic City.
You have a good story.
On the boardwalk.
You have a good story that happened.
Yeah, amazing after that thing. Show. We went down there.
Hold on, hold on. But let's.
Yeah, so me and my buddy Crazy Joe went down to
he's been on the show. And Joey has been on the show before. If you go and listen to the show, I think we did about a year ago. It was for Best of the Best 10 last year. Joey was in the car with us. Day. Yeah.
In Atlantic City, I lost my wallet or got pickpocketed or whatever happened. Security found it in the bathroom, totally wiped out. No money, no nothing. And I'm like, shit. We're 3 hours away from here. How the hell am I going to get home? I got tolls, I need gas. I'm like, we're fucked. And my buddy Joe, he had like $5 on him. So he goes and puts the $5 in the slot machine and hits on his first roll. I was like, all right, let's go. He hit for like $80. Grab the money, we went home.
Especially him of all.
One roll. One pull the thing. Boom, $80. Let's go.
All right, we're done.
Let's go. All
right. No press in your luck. You were the... That's it. You won.
Why give any of it back? What are the odds of that? Somebody liked us that night. I was like, hell.
Pray to God.
I was going
to
pray I had enough gas and just run the toll booth, man. That was the game.
You pulled that up. Remember that time when you put the fucking bag over the fucking... You didn't have the money.
Coming back from the wrestling show. Old turnpike tricks. Covering your license plate and running through
paper
the easy
bag
pass.
Over the fucking,
someone takes a picture of your license plate, it's covered by a bag and they can't get you.
That's what you used to do back in the day.
Back in the day when we were young kids and you know, we didn't have the money to pay the tolls.
I mean?
Yeah, we would put a bag over the license plate and go through the easy pass. Yeah.
They don't fucking know.
They deserve it. Now what they charge for tolls now, man,
Jesus
it's ridiculous.
Christ.
Pennsylvania Turnpike's a big ripoff.
What
I still don't know why I don't get an easy pass. From $7.50
from Wilkes-Barre to Philly.
Yeah. You, how come you haven't got an easy
and
pass?
We're right. I told
you,
80 miles, 80 like miles, it costs $7.50.
It's
I don't know. I just haven't done it.
Yeah,
I have
because you're lazy.
I
you're
have,
lazy.
You know, actually, I have
and
they in my jacket lazy. To get it. Why are we talking about easy pass on a wrestling podcast?
I don't know. I'm asking you a question.
It's on the to-do list.
Well, we
there you go. It's been the to-do
to
list for 2 years.
That's because we ain't down here for that pass.
So there you go.
Yeah.
What else?
So that's enough about Fat Frank. Let's move on.
All right. Let's talk wrestling.
Yeah, talk about wrestling. Yeah. Talk about some old angles from the your favorite angles, Mike.
Oh my God, Ray Stevens pile driving Jimmy Snuka with the beads on his head, blood galore, Buddy Rogers corner back in the day. That was great. Buzz Sawyer, Tommy Rich, NWA feud, blood galore, and you're gonna get it coming, Undertaker. Triple H.
You think that's gonna be
there? I already said I will put my paycheck on the line. There will be blood in that match.
And there you go.
End of an era. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Come on.
Why
come on.
Be?
Yeah. That's the only thing that's gonna put that over the top.
Try to convince me. I'm
that's the only thing that's gonna put that over the top. And it's Triple H. And it's Undertaker. And Shawn's in there too. Come on, please. That fucker is going to be Bloodbath City.
You have WrestleMania weekend shows, Ring of Honor and Dragon Gate. I already talked for... Alan made me talk way too long for those. So there's I need to say about it. So if you two goons want to talk about it, you're more than welcome
to want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm so bad at Ring of Honor loading up the Friday show since I'm getting a Dragon Gate for $1.99.
Wait a minute. What are we going to talk about the shows?
Yeah, if that's what you want to...
Low-key against Pac.
Fuck yeah, God. Probably
Ring of Honor's got El Generico and Steam.
God.
Bringing in Lance Storm to fight with Bennett. I just happy to see Lance Storm.
I think WWE should give Lance Storm millions of dollars and let him train their people.
I don't need to see
in
Lance
Canada.
Storm.
I like Lance. I can take or leave his
You don't
opinions,
like Lance Storm?
You know, but as an in-ring performer.
He's no, the trained WWE's.
Tell you what. Let me tell you. If I was you know, an 18-year-old snot-nosed kid and I wanted to get into this wrestling business, I think I'd go to Lance Storm's school.
Yeah. I would definitely go there.
Yeah, if I was going to pick a school
If
right
I was
now,
ever of anybody
go
that
anywhere,
I know right now.
I'd go Lance Storm would be the school I pick.
Or the Dudleys. Or the Dudleys.
I don't know. Bubba
well,
Ray's
if you got, if they talked you into that and you went down there.
What about the School of Rock where respect is second nature?
Yeah, if what? I lived in Indiana. Well, like, we're just talking about if money wasn't an issue, we'd go anywhere to train.
Truth
like,
Martini.
Obviously, that's not the deal for most people. They can't afford to pick up and move to Calgary and shit. And I'm sure Lance Storm School ain't cheap. You know?
No, it's
But yeah, if I lived in the Indiana area, I'd go to Billy Rock. You know?
Oh, Billy Rock, amazing. Yes. One of the nicest,
Talk about Billy Rock for a minute. We talk about these.
He was more humble than I. And I wasn't even really that blasted at the point. Watching the show come out. You know, you come out the doors, you're coming out. You know, I'm like, we're going for fucking intermission. And you were able to drink down there for the West Virginia show. That was the High Flyer and the hardcore same day.
Oh, okay.
The fuck was the name of the time?
No, I wasn't even listening to these. What were you talking about?
The one we went down to
for
West
Billy
Virginia,
Rock, the High Flyer and the
what was it called? Zero Gravity.
Oh, IWA East Coast.
When we went down.
Yeah, Zero Gravity and
the hardcore
Masters of Pain tournament.
And Billy Rock was one of the nicest fucking guys I ever met in my life. I just, on a whim, going out for a cigarette, and he just happened to come out the door and start talking. And I just thanked him for what he did for the business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do you laugh at me?
I'm not laughing
Yeah, you did. You laughed at me.
I'm not laughing at all. What are you talking about?
Billy Rock is fucking good, dude. Mm-hmm. He was on all the old IWA Mid-South shit we saw. And if it weren't for people like him with, like, CM Punk and Cabana and everybody and all that, never. There were a lot of good guys back then.
Speaking of our trip to IWA East Coast when we went to West Virginia, when, for those that watch, like, the Deathmatch DVDs from, like, IWA Mid-South and CZW and all that, there'd always be this little Japanese kid running around taking pictures. We went down to West Virginia, and we got a hotel room, and we were leaving the hotel to go to the afternoon show, you know? And we walked through the lobby, and I go, yo, there's that little Japanese kid we always see on the DVDs.
Yeah, he was getting ready to unwrap his hoagie to eat it.
And Uncle Mike's like, really? I go, yeah. So we walk out to the car, and Uncle Mike turns around and goes, here he comes, and he comes running up to us. And we had wrestling T-shirts on.
I had IWA Mid-South on.
And I had a CZW shirt, and he's like, you going to a show? And we're like, yeah.
No.
Can I get a ride? And we gave him a ride to the show. We're like, this is funny. We always see this kid on all the DVDs, and here he is in our car. Like, what are the odds of that?
Yeah.
Bumming rides.
No,
the show
no,
in the
get ready for this. This is funny. Keep going.
Yeah, so...
We got bets going. Not bets, but, you know, like...
So this guy sat in our car, didn't speak a single word of English.
Football games are going on?
You know? And we got these football tickets going. We're getting the scores off the series, right? We're bitching and cursing and throwing them out the window. And he's sitting in the back all quiet, like acting like he doesn't speak English at all. Like, wow, he doesn't know any English. So then we get to the show, and we get out of the car, and we go inside. And this little fucker starts running up to every wrestler, carrying on all these conversations, getting autographs and everything. He obviously knew English. He was talking to them fine, you know. Mm-hmm. But with us, he acted like he knew no English, the little bastard. Well, and he got bum rides out of
us. He probably got scared because we started bitching about the goddamn spreads and we're losing money, you know. Yeah. Like, but we always laugh when
Japanese
we see him on the shows. But it was funny. Mike, he was like a... He just started opening up his Subway hoagie, and he looks up, and there's me with my IWA Mid-South shirt on, and Tom's wearing his, what did you say, CZW or whatever?
CZW, yeah.
And we're walking through the hallway, and he wraps the hoagie back up, you know, like, and he comes running, and I'm like, what the fuck? There's the guy from the fucking videotapes.
And here the best go. Thing about the West Virginia, let me tell you, we went to West Virginia for these shows, and like, it was the nicest people I've ever met. It was like a totally different world, man.
And the
like,
streets,
polite drivers that let you out and everything. It's like,
No. The streets are actually drivable.
Yeah, and all the streets are paved and not pothole ridden. But the greatest thing is at the show, every single last motherfucking one of them are walking around carrying a world title belt on their shoulder, man. Like all 200 some people there, all had belts. I swear to God.
No, not all of them.
Most of them, man. It was like ridiculous. Everybody bought one of them $300 replica belts and are walking around.
Yeah, they did. They felt good.
I love them people you see at every show carrying around the world title. I never understood that. Why would you carry this world title belt to
a depleted area? That's how
that was great. They all had them, man. It was like a town of champions.
Yeah. No, there was a lot of them walking around, Mike. But it is. It's a depleted town of, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, what could you do?
A great town.
That's how the kids feel good. But awesome show, awesome venue, awesome place. Amazing. Even Ted Petty, when we offered out, I even got up, I fucking... Who was it? Ian Rotten.
Next question. On the Q&A.
Bam! Right. And guess what I go? Paul Heyman's in OVW. Is he going to start a new revolution that's going to go into the WWE? And he's laughing because he's like sitting on the chair. I'm standing up. I'm like, I'm fucked up. Like from the night before or whatever, from the hotel.
Yeah, because this was like at noon, the Q&A.
Yeah, I'm all fucked up. And I'm like, are we going to see a new revolution? And like, everybody just like, look. And Chris Hero even was like laughing. Like when I said
it. It's like Ian didn't want to talk about Paul Heyman.
I knew what I was doing.
Lexington, Kentucky, you know. Or Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, not Lexington.
Yeah. Ooh, look at Heat versus Thunder. Grizzlies versus Lakers. 8:10:30 tomorrow night. That's what we got tomorrow night.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
It's funny because if you have that, what is that? It'd be like 2005 TPI. If you have the TPI of 2005 Q&A,
that was great.
You'd see the Uncle Mike ask Ian Ryan.
I might even be wearing a Kansas City Chief hat instead of a Green Bay hat then, because I had the Kansas City Chief hat there for a while. That was safe to get into Philly with the Kansas City Chief hat because of, what's his name? The old coach.
Nothing better was that crazy
ball. You know
ball.
What I mean?
There's a fan that lives up in the Northeast. I don't know his name. I think I knew his name and I forgot it. He's bald and he goes nuts at the shows where he turns like bright red. And he has a mustache and he's at like all the wrestling shows. And I remember he was at this Q&A. He traveled all the way out to Indiana like we did. And Skyeda was there and didn't speak English, only Spanish.
Skyeda? Who the fuck? From Chikara.
Skyeda. And anyway, like, they wanted to ask him a question. He's like, I don't speak English. This dude stands up and goes, I know Spanish. I watch AAA on Galavision every week.
And I know
Spanish from watching that. That blew my mind that this guy taught himself Spanish from watching AAA on Galavision.
That was a dude with a towel. Yeah. Writing in his notes. Do you know who that dude is?
He would translate the questions to Skyeda. That was amazing.
Like, he was at everything. Jesus, we were at fucking what? The two shows in Boonton.
Boonton, New Jersey.
Were good show.
Theater, it was like a dungeon in the back hallways to get around.
Were good show.
You were fucking drunk off your ass.
Oh my god, we were bombed the second
because you were
town.
Good show.
Harry Smith's.
When Daisy Hayes went off that goddamn thing, I thought she died.
Yeah.
I said to him, "What the fuck?" We went running.
It's funny we're talking about Boonton because I think there was a woman show in Boonton tonight, like a woman's Grand Prix or something in Boonton. It wasn't at the theater. It was like next door.
That was brutal when that happened. When Daisy Hayes flew over that thing. Remember?
Yeah, off the stage.
Son of a bitch.
That was a weird place for wrestling, but it was a cool place because it had all these hallways.
Like as a fan to walk through the halls to get to where you had to get. It was kind of... like a masquerade. It was all right.
Boontown's like a dead town. You can't try there.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, it's like one of them towns. But I love going there. Boot, yeah. New Jersey gets a mention today.
So yeah, yeah, that's weird.
Next thing we're going to review No.
But they were good shows, though. They were good shows, though. Tom, tell the truth. And Billy went the other time and hooked up with everybody, and Chris Hero came up.
Because Lucifer Grimm went with us to the second Pro Wrestling Elite show.
I got to meet Homicide. And like,
all the guys remembering him. We're all coming up and hanging out with him all night. Yeah, like Homicide, so we got to Chris meet Hero. Everybody. Was like weird, you know.
We got to at least shake their hands and stuff, and like, hey, this is my friend Mike. This is my, you know,
like they all which was real cool. Was pretty cool.
Homicide, I totally dropped. I probably even might have dropped to my knees and said thank you for everything you've done in the business. No, there's certain guys that deserve it. Like,
yeah, I'm sure.
I'm bad. Yeah. When it comes to it, because it's been so long. There are certain guys that are so good that, like, how in the world could ever Homicide be looked at as down? Even if he's not in any major, how could he looked at as down?
I'd be surprised some of the internet backlash. These people, man.
How? Like, I don't have a computer? You know, I'm a caveman. Uncle Mike is a caveman, and all I go off is what I read in the Observer and this and that. And
what you see with your own eyes on DVD. Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
People are strange. You're in today, you're out tomorrow.
Homicide should definitely be somewhere.
So you got that
even
five guys.
Rinka Kink. No, I don't mean that. I always throw that in.
All right.
Because that's Rinka about
King. You know, I don't watch the Rinka Kink.
I know.
I stopped watching it too.
You got that five guys.
Well, you're going to start because we're 2 weeks behind.
You got that five guys and you got those chicken tenders waiting for you. Oh, tell everybody about those chicken tenders, Mike.
Oh, they were fucking great.
Yeah.
What's the name of the place?
Chicken Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. It's located here in beautiful Conshohocken in Pennsylvania.
It's not the name of it.
That is the name of it. I think I would know called, more than you would know.
Well, you said
AM Rod,
wrong, though. You added an extra...
an extra noun, maybe. I don't know. But that's the show for the week. Tom Richards. We might be back.
So they can't think of nothing else.
No. What about, let's talk about TNA. What happened on TNA?
We don't need to talk about it.
Sure you're done?
We are more than good about that. So, So, we might do a show this week with Chikaris, and all depends on my Skype.
Be interviewing Leonard Chikaris this week. That would be good stuff. Talking about all the details of Chikara in Canada.
Yeah. So... we might have that going on. We might not. I mean, it all depends.
Philly.
So,
if the beer drinking is
ever set up with the show, but we got the website back going. We're on iTunes. We're on fire, man.
I mean, I basically have. I mean, I have to update the website,
Mike.
I don't know.
Find out from Jakarovs and if that's where the boozing is upstairs.
Oh yeah, for the track. All right.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna probably go to that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I just want general and go drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's a couple months out though, so we still got some time.
We'll talk a lot about that.
So, thanks everybody for listening. And
you selling Girl Scout cookies or what?
Right. So, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll be back real soon. So, thanks a lot, and talk to you guys.